This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You can dial right on in here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE, Light Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on our call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump on in there if you want, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Anarchapulco is coming up in February. It's going to be the 14th through the 17th in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. There'll be a great lineup of speakers, including Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, and Larkin Rose, and others, I'm sure, dozens that have yet to be announced because, well, it's still pretty early yet. You might want to go and grab your tickets, though, because they are selling like hotcakes, and they're going fast. Last I heard, they were at about 50% sold, and this year's Anarchapulco, the 2018 event, sold out. So they got Ron Paul coming back. There's a good chance this next one, even though they've got the bigger space, is also going to sell out.
So it's important to note that not only are they half sold out on tickets, or more than half sold out on tickets, they're more than half sold out on hotel rooms.
Wow.
Okay. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get a hotel room
down the street.
They do have an adjoining hotel. So there's still a possibility that if you don't get one in the next few weeks or whatever. But I am telling you right now,
you want to be in the hotel.
It's more fun to be in the hotel. There's going to be lots of nightlife type activity going on at this event with lots of people who know lots about nightlife type activities that will be having lots of what they call fun and what you'll probably call fun that you want to be near.
Anarchapulco.com. You can use code FTL, save 15% off of your tickets. We will look forward to seeing you there, Mark. You and I, we're going back down to Anarchapulco for 2019. Once again, it's February 14th through the 17th. And again, the code is FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save you 15% at Anarchapulco.com. We have a caller who was just on the line who I hung up the phone because I felt like we'd gotten to the end of the segment. We were moving on. He had something to say about this court guy, but ended up just, you know, bellyaching about the Jay Sekulow show. And, you know, if you want to get to your point, you got to get to your point. He's now threatening court action against the show, according to my board operator. And unless we put him on the air again, so I'm going to hang up the line just to make sure he doesn't get on the air accidentally. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We have no obligation to provide you with services here. It is an open phone show, and we will allow anyone to call in once per night about pretty much any topic they want to, unless you keep bringing the same thing up over and over again, in which case we'll ban you from the air. That's not the problem with this caller.
No.
He's welcome to call back tomorrow at this point.
Yeah,
but he did want to talk about this judge guy, and you said there's something in the news about him.
Yeah, so first off, a tip to callers. Callers everywhere. If you have something you want to talk about that thing. Don't talk about other things.
Yep.
Because that's the thing that you're talking about if you're talking about other things. If you have something you want to talk about, then talk about it. But don't talk about the thing you want to talk about and then talk about something else. You don't say you want to talk about one thing and then talk about the other thing.
Right. But wait, first, blah, blah, blah.
So if you have seven comments, two questions, and an interjection, you may not get through them all here on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a show where we let people call in and talk about what they want, not let person call in and talk about what they want. So, you know, I think Mike's fine. Caller, I think he's entertaining and all that good stuff, and I welcome his call in the future.
Yeah, but I always love hearing the liberal conspiracy theories.
He, you know, nonetheless had some amount of time, which was probably somewhere near 3 minutes. By the way, that's an eon on talk radio, and to be able to talk about the thing that he talked about. And he got to talk about it.
So, but he did bring up this Kavanaugh guy who is, the Trump appointee to the most recent Supreme Court seat. He's yet to be approved, right? What's going on with this guy?
Right. So what happened with Kavanaugh, apparently today, maybe it was yesterday, there is somebody, a woman who with whom he went to high school, I believe, that is claiming that there was some kind of sexual assault where he forced himself upon her, attempted to put his hands in her clothes. Now, what does force yourself upon someone has a connotation to it that is far different than he tried to put his hands in my clothes.
Yep. Okay.
So tried to put his hands
in high school.
In high school.
Okay.
And basically that was that.
Okay.
By the way, drunk at a party. So, I don't know what else to do with it other than, boy, this sure came at the last minute. And
yeah.
Maybe we
and
could
how many years
this.
Later is
so
this?
Now we
45
have to have
years or something?
Everybody's calling for an inquisition because, well, some lady said that something happened 37 years ago in high school. Now, he's a Supreme Court attorney, and the Supreme Court certainly looks back at people's records and says things about what they did in the past and all that other stuff. But I don't know. This is just. It looks low to me.
So to me, there would be evidentiary issues there. If all you have
meaning there is no evidence.
I don't know because I haven't heard this until about 5 minutes ago.
I guarantee you that there's no evidence.
If all we have is someone said this happened 45 years ago,
that's nothing.
That is not evidence to me whatsoever.
Right.
But this is not. That's not an abnormal level of scrutiny for really most judicial appointments. We got warned in law school that if we ever want to be a judge ever, we better start paying taxes on our Amazon purchases because Louisiana has state sales tax. And I don't disbelieve that because that's the kind of pettiness that they're going to bring up. So if they're going to bring up, you know, your sales tax that Louisiana thinks they have jurisdiction on, and good luck with that, Louisiana, I guess. But, yeah, so, yeah, I don't think it's inappropriate to bring... So, I kind of feel a little bit contradictory because on the one hand, even if somebody committed an attempted rape 45 years ago, to me that would bar them from appointing them to any position of authority or honor, so then maybe that has nothing to do with the Supreme Court. Mm. But from a statist vantage point, no, absolutely not. You do not want someone on your panel of gods to be an attempted rapist, if that's the case, which... I haven't heard any evidence of.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know any of the details. You said it was at a drunken party. Was this a prom night date?
I don't have that she was a date at all. The information is not terribly forthcoming in this.
Well, because it wouldn't be, you know, unbelievable to think that somebody in high school who doesn't have a whole lot of experience tries to put the moves on his girlfriend or his date to the prom, and she rebuffs him.
I will say this, as somebody who's basically Kavanaugh's contemporary, is my experience back in the 80s was when you put the moves on a girl, you didn't ask ahead of time.
Right.
It just wasn't done. May I kiss you now? May
apparently, that's now a thing
here?
At some colleges.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that it's. I had a policy as a convicted killer, and that's what I am. My policy was let women make the first move. I just let them make the first move. And it was reasonably successful. I would often tell them, you're going to have to make the first move. I'm not going to be in a position where, I went too far or whatever. Just not going to do that. And, it worked better and worse in certain circumstances. But if let's presume that he did try to put his hands in her clothing at the time, I feel like... Brett Kavanaugh today is very, 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 very likely a different person
very
than a young
likely.
Man who we're presuming might have done something that was untoward at the time and then stopped when he was told to stop.
Yeah, right. Did she say that he didn't stop? Did she say that he kept on keeping on after she said no?
Buddy, we're going to have to go through the entire Inquisition to find this out. So, when
I thought there was a news story about this. I didn't know where you were getting this from.
I can pull that. I read the line of what people are willing to say in these news stories. Basically, he attempted to put his hands in her clothing.
I see.
So if anybody has any more information, they're welcome to call in at 855-450-3733.
Look, I don't think rape or attempted rape is, you know, anything to scoff about. But if it's just a failed attempt of a move, you know, a sexual move by a teenager, I really don't feel like that even rises to the level of an attempted rape. I'm sorry. If he attempts something and she says, "Whoa, buddy. You know, you need to take me out 3 times before you can do that," or whatever her rules are.
Well, how many times does she have to say "whoa" for it to be rape? I guess this would be the one question.
Well, if he were to continue and she would say
for how long?
What do you mean for how long?
There's more rape
when he continues.
There's more from the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And Melanie, you are a tax preparation professional. You do accounting, you do bookkeeping for folks, and people who want their individual taxes, they want help with that, or people who have a small business and want to have help with that, they can hire you.
Yeah, so tax returns at March or April, wherever you fall, quarterly taxes, and monthly plans for tax planning, so you can see if we can get you to pay less at the end of the year or the beginning of next year.
Because there's stuff that you can recommend that people do during the year to prepare for the next year's taxes to minimize the amount they pay the state.
Yes.
And maximize the amount they get back.
Yeah, and those start at depending on number of transactions and whether you have inventory and stuff like that, starting at $100 a month.
That's an amazing. That sounds like a very, very low rate for a professional bookkeeper to me. And, Mark, you hired Melanie to do some of your family taxes, and you said it paid for itself.
Paid for itself first go. Yeah.
So, I mean, all of that, plus she's an anarchist, and she really does hate the government. So, I mean, you want to have some accountant who loves the state helping you? You know they're not going to be doing their best for you. They're going to be, you know, padding the state's wallet or padding their own wallet. Melanie's looking to make sure that you keep as much as you possibly can.
And keep out of jail.
Indeed. And she knows those laws, too. She actually likes to read them, which, you know, I don't understand why anyone would, but it's her thing. And that's the kind of person you want doing your taxes, is somebody who actually can stand reading the law and actually seems to get some sort of enjoyment. Do you actually like reading laws?
It depends, but it's not...
It depends means there are times where you do enjoy reading the law.
It's not horrible most of the time.
Okay. That's good, because I can almost not stand myself to it
by going to law school, I guess.
She's a pro. You can get in touch with her. And, yeah, she did go to law school on top of all that. So go to tax.freetalklive.com. That'll forward you right on over to Melanie's website, where you can get directly in touch with her and set up an appointment for a consultation. Get the ball rolling on this, because, you know, the year's almost over. As far as year-end tax prep, it's time to start thinking about that, right? Like, it's September now.
Yeah, so for anything that would have to be done by the end of the year, you have till December 34th. Well, you have until the bank closes before the end of the year, which might not actually be December 31st, but yeah.
Till the bank closes?
So some things would require you to go to a bank.
Okay.
So if the bank's closed that day, you can't do it.
Right.
But,
so
yeah.
It's time to start talking to Melanie now so you can figure out what you need to get, you know, get your ducks in order for the end of the year. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and do that. All right. So, Mark, we've been pulling up some more detail because obviously all we had earlier was just some general statements about this Kavanaugh guy,
right,
who is the guy that Trump is attempting to appoint to the Supreme Court. Allegations have now come out. I have the story here from the Washington Post where this woman from his past, Christine Ford, has said that there was a party. It was in the early 1980s. Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court wannabe, and a friend, both, quote, stumbling drunk, unquote, Ford alleges, corralled her into a bedroom during a gathering of teenagers at a house in Montgomery County. While his friend watched, she said Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed on her back and groped her over her clothes, grinding his body against hers and clumsily attempting to pull off her one-piece bathing suit and the clothing that she wore over it. When she tried to scream, she said, he put a hand over her mouth. She says, I thought he might inadvertently kill me. She, who is now 51 years old, a research psychologist in Northern California.
Inadvertently killed? Oh, because of the hand was over the mouth?
Well, he's probably bigger than her. Most women are small.
He says, or she says, quote, he was trying to attack me and remove my clothing, unquote. Ford said she was able to escape when Kavanaugh's friend and classmate at Georgetown Preparatory School, Mark Judge, jumped on top of them, sending all three tumbling. She said she ran from the room and briefly locked herself in a bathroom, then fled the house. Said she told no one of the incident in any detail until 2012 when she was in couples therapy with her husband. So that's more detail on the story.
It's much deeper detail than I was able to find on the like two or three stories that I read on the subject. All I'd heard was he attempted to put his hands in her clothes and that he put his hand over her mouth. And What I try to do in these circumstances is I try to look at what's the worst case scenario, which is clearly what this lady is trying to do. When she comes in with this 11th hour revelation that in high school in the early 80s, mm-hmm. A drunken Kavanaugh did this, this, and this.
I don't think that those are necessarily dishonest or malicious, but I guess we can...
Wait, coming in 30-something years later with an allegation?
Not necessarily. I don't. And this is why. So let's say this happened to you, and you're like, okay, I'm graduating high school in a year or two. I'm going to leave. I'm not going to ever have to see you again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go live my life. Maybe you should be punished. Maybe you shouldn't, depending on the... maybe the victim thinks you should be punished. Maybe they don't. They just want to leave. They're willing to walk.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're going to be famous. Now I have to see you every time I open Facebook, every time I turn on CNN, every time I watch the news. I might even unlock my
phone.
The
only time I ever hear about this guy is on this show.
And it's
which
in the little news, but he's not appointed yet. And it's in the little news thing that I don't even click on. I could get off of Facebook and people walk up to me and tell me about you. So now I have to hear about my rapist mm-hmm. in regular conversation. So now I'm like, screw you. You're not going to be famous. I'm not going to hear about this for the next 30 years.
Okay.
I'm not saying this woman is telling the truth. I don't know her.
Yeah.
But I understand that as...
I see what you're saying.
Well, why you would do that.
Yeah, I see it
that.
Too. But so, you know, what you would do in this circumstances, and by the way, somebody attempted to rape me too.
Hmm.
So I've got some general idea of what that might be like. I'm not saying that every situation is the same. They by no means are. But, 8.5 years in prison... Things like that can happen.
Okay.
And now what you would do is if this guy, the unlikely possibility that the guy that attempted to rape me in prison ends up as a Supreme Court nominee, you'd probably go immediately to the other side's, camp and you'd say, hey, I got a little info. If that camp then decides we're going to keep that until the very end of all this, after we try everything else to forestall this nomination, then we're going to pull you out as the final Trump card.
Hmm. So
that's political wrangling.
But that has to do with the Democratic Party, not this woman.
Agreed.
Okay.
But at that point, if I agree to that, rather than saying, oh, no, it's really important that you talk about this right now, and if you do not, I'm going to CNN. And they'll talk about it, then that means that you are then complicit in political wrangling. So I say that
I'm not going to expect somebody to have that level of functioning while they're having to see. I expect that level of functioning on a day-to-day basis, but I kind of lower my expectations when I'm dealing with someone who is either going through or reliving that level of trauma. So maybe she's normally a sane person, and for the past month or however long it's been, I don't even know because I have no reason to pay attention to this guy, having to see him and hear about him from her coworkers and get iPhone alerts, and, you know, it's on her Facebook feed every day, that's going to affect your judgment.
This was delivered in a fashion that looks like BS.
But I don't know what the DNC told her.
I don't either.
We got more coming up here.
BS.
If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do that here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I mean, you're making an interesting point, Melanie, but the reality is there's no evidence. It's just she said.
There's not evidence. But...
More coming up. Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. What's left of Hurricane Florence continues to dump heavy rain from the mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley, and it's heading to the northeast. The death toll is nearly 24, and it could go higher with widespread flooding and rivers that continue to rise. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
For many parts of North Carolina, the danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest, and they will for days. I urge you, if you don't have to drive, stay off the roads, particularly south of U.S. 64. Don't drive around barricades. We're seeing this happen now, and the result is not good.
The State Transportation Department says more than 1,100 roads are closed from the mountains to the coast because of the flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. We got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He is a New York Times best-selling author who's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, so 5 years ago, Tom Woods has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests including folks like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online over at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Once again, that's tomwoods.com. As we continue here, some discussion over these allegations surrounding this Kavanaugh guy, who is the judge appointee that Trump wants on the Supreme Court. Now there's an allegation from a woman that he went to high school with apparently 3 decades previously. So sometime in the early 80s, they were allegedly at a party at somebody's house. The parents were away, and the teens were partying, as teens are wont to do when parents go away.
Yep.
And then a couple of drunken boys, including the alleged Kavanaugh, allegedly took this woman, whose name is Christine Ford, corralled her into a bedroom, pinned her to a bed on her back, and groped her over her clothes, grinding his body against hers and clumsily attempting to pull off her one-piece bathing suit and the clothing she wore over it. When she tried to scream, she said he put his hand over her mouth, ended up escaping as his friend jumped onto the bed as well, which somehow broke up the coupling or whatever it was that was going on there, or whatever was attempted to be going on, allegedly. And again, these are all just allegations. Now, look, I'm not somebody who's going to defend a judge. I don't care. Throw this guy to the wolves. He's probably put all kinds of peaceful, innocent people behind bars in his term as whatever damn judge over whatever court.
Which I guess technically does make him guilty of rape regardless.
Certainly guilty of assault and violence against peaceful people.
Well, I mean, it's jail, you know, so.
Well, I mean, jail is probably not a place where you're going to get raped too often. Prison may be a little bit more likely, but even you said, Mark, that prison rape wasn't that. It wasn't as, like,
not in my experience. It happened far more often when I first went in than it was, happening when I had been in for some time. The Florida prison system had cracked down on violence generally, but they were really sort of out of control when I first went in.
So it's not to say that I don't necessarily believe the allegations, but they are just allegations.
Well, right, yeah, I don't believe it either way. I'm just saying I have no reason to believe either of these people is lying or that either of these people is telling the truth.
You don't think that the timing of this and the 11th hour, all the testimony has already happened and all that stuff, we're just waiting for the Senate to make its sort of decisions or whatever, and then suddenly the Democrats, who really are very, very mad that Barack Obama didn't get his appointee in at the very end, and they feel like they've got to stop Trump because this will be it. This will be the, this is now the what was the swing vote is now going to be another conservative judge is, in the final hour, if we just got to rally, we got to do something. We got to pass some kind of rule that says presidents are no longer allowed to support Supreme Court justices or something.
So that's an assessment of the integrity of the DNC. I don't know what she was telling. I don't know that she wasn't trying to contact news agencies. And the DNC called the same news agencies and said, no, we want to hold this. I don't know. As far as I know, this woman does not have a massive platform, so I don't know that she wasn't trying to get it out. Also, even if she wasn't, the psychology of rape victims is kind of a scatterplot. I can't say, well, maybe she is vindictive. I mean, okay, so you're vindictive about the fact that you were raped. Like, okay.
Or the fact, maybe she's just mad at him. Maybe she's just an operative who doesn't want to see, him get this office because she doesn't want to see a conservative judge.
That's also entirely possible, but my only point is there's no evidence either way on this.
Right. Sure.
Like, there's not evidence that she's lying. People are going to use this, and I think that you were earlier that this is evidence that she's lying, and I don't think that it is.
Okay, I'm of the opinion that it's suspicious because she's late, and I'm also of the opinion that people change. So, I think that the young person that I am today is not the young person, is not the, or the person I am today is not the young person.
You got gray hair, bro.
Right, I'm not young. Is not the person who went to prison in 1989.
So that second point is kind of irrelevant to her. I know that there are things in my life that I had been willing to just walk away from and, like, okay, I'll just drive 2,000 miles away and I don't have to see you anymore. You call it even. But I don't want to see you in the news every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
don't know how I would necessarily
as a person who had, people attempt to rape me, I can say that I would not make the effort to go after them if they otherwise seem to present themselves. Now, this is obviously everybody who attempted to rape me was a convicted felon, so the chances of them becoming Supreme Court justices is nil. of all the people in the prison the whole time that I was there, I am the most likely to become a Supreme Court justice of those people, and my chances are nil. So I don't want to see those people do poorly. Wouldn't want to pull the rug out from underneath them.
Because they could have changed.
They have changed if they're not in prison.
Okay, but so if it's, I don't know, so maybe to you that's not as in your face. If they were going to be hired where you work.
Yeah.
Would you want to see them every day?
Oh, I can see that if you're talking about them being hired at where I work.
Even if it's not that you don't think they should have that position, you just don't necessarily want to see them every day or hear about them ever.
Yeah, I would probably say something to my boss to the effect of, look, I'd like to talk to you about what happened. And, that would probably
be. Yeah, so I don't think that those are different.
I get where you're coming from.
No, I totally understand where Melanie's coming from on this. Ultimately, but as we pointed out here, there's no evidence,
and this isn't going anywhere.
This is all convenient timing.
Right, there's not going to be any evidence. And we knew there wasn't going to be any evidence.
And this does seem to be a trend, doesn't it? I mean, where recently there's this kind of ongoing thing where people have come out of the woodwork, whether it be Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby, with decades old, in some cases, allegations trying to drag somebody through the mud. Again, I don't know what's true and what's not. I really have no idea, and I don't follow the cases intimately.
With Weinstein and Bill Cosby, that makes less sense because they were more visible, or at least Cosby was more visible in the past. So that same issue isn't really there.
But you're saying your issue isn't.
Kavanaugh had a hearing and got appointed to the federal bench. Mm-hmm. So if she wanted to say
federal
something about
benches, federal judges don't typically make the news.
That's true.
Agreed, but chances are she heard about it if she pays any attention to the news because she's going to be tuned into that name.
Right, but I could see you saying, I'm going to have to hear about this week. I'll just not watch the news this week.
Yeah, but
whatever.
She may not have a Google search for her rapist.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, that's
may
it. Like, you probably
where,
don't have
how
a Google
the hell
alert.
Is she going to know?
I can see, I mean, especially if they live in different districts, I don't know who got appointed to the federal judge.
I don't
judge
either. Like, who's the federal judge in Concord right
there's
now?
There's
no
evidence.
No idea.
Right. There's not going to be any evidence. This is a 11th hour plea, and that, makes it seem darn suspicious.
You know, here's the other thing about this, and then we're going to go to your calls, but... everybody makes this big deal out of these judicial appointments as though, well, you got to stop this guy. Okay, so let's say that they stop this guy. Well, doesn't Trump just get to appoint another guy?
Yeah, sure.
There's a zillion judges out there, so, I mean, it's not like there's a shortage. Oh, crap, I couldn't get Kavanaugh in. What are we going to do?
Right, you and know? It's a third of a zillion that's from this Federalist Society. That this Federalist Society would
appoint.
Yeah,
but they can also keep in absence for that time frame.
Yeah, but he's going to put somebody else in if they, you know, if this guy bombs, he's got somebody else in his back pocket, right? Like, there's a second. There was a runner-up that didn't get picked the first time.
Right, he's right out there.
Who's going to get picked the second
time?
Or
it. Or
and then there'll be all this controversy over whoever that guy is, or gal, or whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian.
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there's the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Just hop on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive there. And your property and your family are precious. You can protect them with Blink. Mark, you've got Blink installed at your house.
Yeah, it's great.
We've got it here at the studio as well. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wireless, which means setup couldn't be easier. You unbox them, pop the batteries in, and then just put them up wherever you want them. Well, what's that? You didn't get the right angle? No problem. Just move the damn camera. You don't need to run a bunch of wires, pull wires through walls, fish wires out of walls. I mean, what a hassle for setting up normal security systems. This one is so easy, and it really, I don't think it could get much easier. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. They've really got a slick system there, and I suspect that's why Amazon bought Blink, because they were that impressed with it. And, of course, now that they bought Blink, Blink works with Alexa. It allows you to watch what's going on in your home from your smartphone or whatever smart device you use. No contracts, no subscriptions. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off just because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we're going to your calls and thoughts. He's Gene the Christian Anarchist on the Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Gene.
Greetings, guys.
Hey, and gal. We got Melanie here.
Yeah, just, well, guys is neuter gender.
That's true.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
That's what the language says, is that guys is neuter gender. But people say that now you're supposed to say folks.
Oh, okay.
Just like mankind is neuter gender.
Yeah,
so.
Gotcha. That's fine. You anyway, pick it. Go on.
Just back from the Reno Air Races. Had a great time.
Too bad
nobody, no Liberty people decided to come down there. I would have liked to have visited some. But anyway, about Kavanaugh. I don't care about Yeah, I don't care about him. He's just another Gunnerman goon as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. So
probably is a rapist, but you know, we don't know.
You never know. I think maybe they all are. But the point is, there was a reason why. What do you call it? Where the you can't charge somebody after a certain time.
Ex post facto.
Statute of limitations.
Ex post facto is where you go back and change the law, and then it doesn't apply or it does apply or whatever.
Yeah.
Or there's a reason that statute of limitations was part of jurisprudence at one time. Apparently, that's no longer the case because statute of limitations seems to be getting thrown out the window on everything these days.
Well, statute of limitations applies to criminal prosecutions and tort actions.
But it doesn't apply to the mainstream media reporting allegations.
Like, I can still hate you like 50 years later.
Right. And it doesn't apply to allegations being reported in the mainstream media. So the mainstream media can go out there and, you know, drag this guy through the mud as much as they want to. There's no statute of, you know, limitations to that.
So for me, this goes to this speaks to some extent to sort of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. At what point do we forgive?
Depends on what you did.
Well, I think the best argument is these Nazi guards that they're dragging, these 90-year-old Nazi prison camp guards that they're dragging in and putting on trial. I remember one guy from Ohio named Damjanjak
that was
in the relatively recent past, and there's another one they're hunting down to see if they can do something about him. Huh. And, I just think that, is this healing? Is this what healing looks like? To continue to take old men and put them on trial and can't even defend themselves? They're blithering idiots at 90 years old. And what's the point?
It depends. I mean, different victims are going to feel validated by different things. So that's not really something you can.
Sure.
The purpose of statute of limitations, though, is because evidence deteriorates. And I agree with that. If I was an arbitrator and somebody's like, oh, well, I have this evidence from 27 years ago, he broke my fence. Like, well, you know, oh, well, but like, you can't possibly, like, he can't possibly put on a defense because that evidence is gone. Like, no, you can't do that.
Well, the point remains that the evidence does deteriorate and witnesses deteriorate.
Sure.
And the fact is that this happened, if it happened at all, it was a long, long time ago when he was a teenager. So even though this is not in the courtroom, it doesn't change the fact that old evidence is crap. And this is a bunch of crap coming out. Regarding this guy. Again, I don't care about this guy. I don't care one way or the other. Kavanaugh or anybody, whichever goon they stick in there, they're still going to be a goon. But the point is, this happens to regular people, too, all the time. They bring up stuff from your past that goes way, way back. I mean, how many of us, especially us guys, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I was a teenager, I did some things that today would get me thrown in prison.
Sure.
Now, back in those days, they wouldn't get me thrown in prison. In fact, in those days, for the most part, you get a slap across the face.
Right. What would have happened to him if he actually did this at the time and, the allegations came out at the time? What would the punishment have been to him at that time?
Well, first of all, he didn't penetrate her. He didn't strip her clothes off, so I don't think the penalty.
He allegedly attempted to, but failed.
Yeah, I mean, this is the story. Whether the story's true or not, but the story says he never penetrated her, didn't take off her clothes.
By the sound of it, didn't really come that close. You know, I mean,
he apparently scared her. If the story is true,
he sounds scary.
Scared her. Okay, well, we used to jump out at people at nighttime too and scare them. Well, is that a crime?
That's not at all the same.
Yeah, it's a different category entirely.
Well, it's still scaring somebody.
Well, no, because one of those is actually an assault, and one of them is I'm going to jump out onto this ownerless sidewalk and be an a-hole about it, but
it's not assault. Definitely was a physical assault, but what she's trying to claim is that she feared for her life. Well, since when does fear become a chargeable offense?
Well,
yes, the assault part is, but the fear shouldn't be.
That is a component in a lot of statutes for different things.
Sentencing.
No, it's a component of assault in Louisiana. Different states define assault and battery differently. Fearing for your life is a legal component of various statutes.
Yeah, and apparently it's also a reason for cops to
kill somebody.
But the point is, fear shouldn't be an issue. Yes, maybe it is, But fear is fear, and it's individual. It depends on the person where their fear level rises or falls.
Right. If somebody was prone to being a scaredy cat, and the same act was committed against them versus somebody who was cool and calm during the same act, the act was still the same, right? Like, they held them down against their will or whatever it was. That's what should be chargeable, whether or not the person committed an assault, not whether or not the person was more or less frightened by it.
An attempt to do something is still not only a crime, but is still a not violation.
NAP, meaning the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, so if you commit attempted robbery or attempted rape or attempted shooting, if you shoot in someone's general direction and miss, like, these are still problems. It's not like, well, it's okay because he was unsuccessful. He was bad at it, so it's cool. Like, that's, no.
Well, I would support her in using deadly force to protect her against herself against this guy in 1983 or whenever this occurred.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, coming back later, it gets very difficult to know who did what or whatever. And I think that the point is still quite relevant, that fear is in the eye of the in the mind of the beholder. So I've got a story here from independent.co.uk. Says voter calls police on black politician campaigning door to door because there's a black guy that comes to your door. Are you, and you're scared of that, are you able to use deadly force?
But someone knocking on your door is not an assault.
Right. Well, that's, you're just talking about what's reasonable and what's unreasonable. And one could presume it sounds, I don't know. I don't know what happened here. And if, you know, if she had a gun and she shot the guy and her story came out then that would have been an entirely different story. And now we're talking about a very suspicious timing of a claim. That's
clearly
can't be proved.
I have fear every time I see those red and blue lights behind me.
Well, that is also an assault.
And this goon comes walking up to my door with his hand on his gun. Yeah, I have
fear.
Yeah,
those are called death threats. So yes, you should respond to that, but yes, that would be a respondable action because it's a death threat.
You picked the wrong one for that one, Gene.
Yeah, but if I were to shoot the cop, then I'm not going to jail.
No, you're going to jail because the state
you're
exists.
You're going to heaven.
But you didn't commit aggression. Lots of people go to jail without committing aggression.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that fear is not, it's different depending on different people. Some people will feel perfectly comfortable with a cop coming to their door with their hand on
their
gun.
Well, and some people will feel perfectly comfortable with a gun barrel in their face. That doesn't make it not an assault.
That's their buddy coming to the door with their hand on a gun. So they're going to think that's just all peachy keen. Other people will be afraid of it.
Gene,
that's the point.
Good call. It is about perspective. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's hanging out in our Discord chat server over at discord.lrn.fm. You want to talk to him? He's there. He's there pretty much every night, actually. One of the more dedicated Discord chatters. We got more coming up. Hour 3's next. And we're going to talk about this, what was it, financial abortion?
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.